juice in this building for a really special moment. Melvin Gordon walking out of the tunnel with fireworks and smoke and greeted by about a dozen of his former teammates and family members out on the field. A really special moment for one of the great ambassadors of Wisconsin football. Tremendous player, tremendous person, and what he's gone on to do after this place is nothing but represent Wisconsin with class. Great moment to be able to bring him back on the 10-year anniversary of his 408-yard rushing performance.
Personality plus Melvin Gordon, and Patrick's right, great ambassador and
stud. Unbelievable
running back.
Stud. Yeah, that interception. Just a bad throw. Ball tipped up. Nice job by Fort Greene. Here we go.
Pistol formation from the 11-yard line. First down handoff. Derrion Dupree, and he gets hammered down by Jamari Caldwell behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of one to the 10-yard line. Yeah, that pass from Gabriel went off of Justice Lowe, and Fort Greene was there. And it got a little chippy, by the way, at the end of the play. Gabriel, a little exchange there with a couple of Badger defensive players. So
getting his head a little bit. I like that. Yeah. Rattle his cage.
See if the Badger offense can get something going here. Their cage has been rattled early on second and 11. Hand off to Derrion Dupree, and he's covered up again right at the line of scrimmage. As that was, again, Caldwell, who's making some things happen. And that might give Derrion back to the original line of scrimmage, which is the 11-yard line of Wisconsin. So that's a danger zone. You got third and 10 deep in your own territory. 4:43 left in the opening quarter, 3-0 Oregon.
I could sit up here and tell you, you got to lean on guys. Right now, Oregon's front, early in this game, they're having their way right now.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Falling in the backfield, back to throw, Braden Lott throwing to the right. It's incomplete, intended for Pauling. Coverage over there from Brandon Johnson, and yet another three and out for this Wisconsin offense.
Well, we can get frustrated. Fans are booing. You're not going to be able to work third and 10 plus. It's just not going to happen. Oregon is really good up front. There, Locke feels a little pressure. He has to get rid of the ball early. Not going to get the first down even if he does complete it. And that is a direct result of what you did on first down and on second down. We're going to have to be better. Going to have to figure out a way to get this run game going, or it's going to be a long night.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Line of scrimmage, the 11-yard line of Wisconsin. Gary Bryant deep at the Oregon 40. Bertram's about 3 yards deep in his own end zone right now. Fields the snap, and the kick is away. End over end. Gary Bryant with the fair catch signal, and he'll make the catch at the 46-yard line in Oregon territory. A 43-yard punt from Atticus Bertrams, and we will have another break in the action. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. 4:19 left in the first quarter. Oregon 3, Wisconsin nothing. This is Badger football from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
This is Badger football.
Tight pocket. Down he goes. Inside the 40-yard line.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. Ah, how's that sound on a hot summer day? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports. For the experts of the State Journal, go to BadgerExtra.com and search your app store today. 4 minutes, 19 seconds left of the first quarter. Oregon 3, Wisconsin nothing. Three Badger possessions, three and outs, minus 3 yards of offense.
Not been able to get anything going on the ground. And, you know, Braden's 0 for 4. A lot of pressure so far when he has dropped back to throw. And third and 10 three times. So when you're not moving the football and you're not having anything positive happening to you on first and second down, Oregon is really good up front. We knew that coming in. And so far through three drives, and I'm trying to do quick math, 11 minutes of football, it has not been good up front. But again, scores only 3-0.
Dylan Gabriel, 8 of 11 through the air for 82 yards. Back to throw, quick shot, and that's caught by Whittington left side outside the numbers. And he fights his way across the 45 and up to the 47-yard line. Austin Brown over there defensively. So a gain of just one there. It's second down and 9 for the Ducks. 4:05 left in the opening quarter. 3-0 Oregon. Trips to the right. And back to throw is Gabriel, rolling left, starting to fade. Now he'll throw left side. It is caught by Kenyon Sadiq, and he is driven out of bounds inside the 30-yard line by Forkerine, the mark of the 29 of Wisconsin.
It almost looked like they were a designed quarterback run. He tucked the football away like he was going to run it, and then pulled it back. He's a lefty. A lot of time there for that crossing route to open up, and a big play from the Ducks.
Another threat here for Oregon as they go a little Wildcat QB as the direct snap inside the 30-yard line. Whittington, penalty marker down as Whittington shoots inside the 25 to about the 24. But a penalty marker there, and maybe this one's coming back.
I think they held Witt off the edge, and again, Luke flying out
offense
there.
Offense number 3, 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. First down.
That's Terrence Ferguson, one of their tight ends. Dylan Johnson will check in. The Badgers' defensive line, Sebastian Cheeks, outside linebacker in there for the Badgers now. So Oregon will have a first and 20 at the Wisconsin 39-yard line.
And you know what? Good call. Good holding call. That was
you like that one.
Yeah, a form tackle on Witt. And Luke made sure that the ref saw it. Good call.
Three receivers right, one on the left. Penalty markers fly. Yeah, a little movement up front again. This officiating crew will talk about it briefly. Tim O'Day is the referee. That's the voice you'll hear.
Didn't see anybody stem. I don't know if anybody was talking, but I think that's a left guard. Uh-oh. Come on. Stop talking.
Here we go.
Abrupt defensive move, but number 92.
On.
By rule, that's penalized as delay a game. Defense, 5-yard penalty, first down.
And you make a movement that simulates the snap of a ball or action at the snap, and that's where, and that's the one of the things that doesn't only drive the old defensive coach Luke Fickell crazy, it drives the right tackle Mark Tauscher crazy.
No, it's you're stemming. You're
it's confusing. So it's first and 15, Oregon at the Wisconsin 34-yard line. Three receivers right, two receivers left. Empty backfield. Snap to Gabriel. Four-man rush. Gabriel throws over the middle, and it's jarred loose. Live ball. Badgers have it. They'll roll it a catch and a fumble. Penalty marker down in the Oregon backfield, and now finally they wave it off incomplete. An official, there was a signal, Wisconsin ball. Another official waved incomplete. You have an Oregon player down. That was Justice Lowe. He took a ferocious hit, and he will need some attention. So the officials will sort out as far as the play itself. Was it a catch? Did he secure it? Make a football-related move before it was knocked out? They have all of that to sort out. But more importantly, especially from the Oregon perspective, Justice Lowe, their sophomore receiver, is down.
The ruling on the field is incomplete pass. During the play, holding. Offense number 76, that 10-yard penalty penalized from the previous spot, first down.
It's Josh Connerly, the left tackle. That was Jake Chaney with that hit there. And by the way, I don't think there's anything to check for targeting there. It was just a very, very hard hit on Lowe. On Justice Lowe, their receiver. And it didn't look like he had it long enough to call it a catch. There, they ruled it incomplete anyway. You know they're always taking a look at it. We have 3 minutes and 7 seconds left in the first quarter. It's 3-0 Oregon leading Wisconsin.
Yeah, that was, so it's a little bit of a crossing route, and Jake Chaney, you could not be more textbook. He stayed, waited, helmet or shoulder pad right on the football. I don't think it was not a catch either. I think that was actually a good call. And a violent, I'm talking physical hit on Lowe.
Well, the good news for Lowe is he is up and walking back to the Oregon sideline, albeit slowly, but he is walking on his own, needing no assistance to get over there to the Oregon bench. So the penalty backs up Oregon again. It's first down and 25 at the Badgers' 44-yard line.
Just to make sure you know I'm still an offensive lineman, that was a really bad call. Wisconsin got a very, very nice, generous call on that. That was not a hold. We get called on their left tackle, and we'll take it, and we'll be happy about it, but very fortunate on that call.
A lot of penalties. A lot of fouls last night, by the way, at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Getting very officiant happy, which doesn't make this booth very happy. I feel pretty confident saying that.
There were 296 free throws at the basketball game last night. Badgers made most of them. 3:07 left first quarter. 3-0 Oregon leads Wisconsin. Rayshon Holden. Gary Bryant coming out to the right. Oregon really getting thin in that receiving floor. Remember, they're without their leading receiver, Tez Johnson. Bryant in motion, right to left, pistol formation. Gabriel takes handoff. Jordan James working the left side. Hit first by Chaney and then got some help from John Pius. And a short gain, just a yard to the 43 of Wisconsin, where it's now second down and 24 for the Ducks.
Really good on a first and 25. You're thinking that, but nice job by Pius and swimming inside. And then Chaney flies down there. Chaney is flying around tonight. You feed off that big hit that you just had. Nice play by Chaney.
Two receivers right, one on the left. James, the running back, to the right of Gabriel. The tight end, Herbert, in motion to the right. Play fake. Gabriel back to throw. Under pressure, backside. Throws on the run. Has his man Stewart inside the 35. And brought down by Hunter Waller at the 30-yard line. There's that escapability from Dylan Gabriel. Stayed alive. And now Oregon has a third down and 11.
Oh, Pius was screaming off of the left side. Gabriel's left-handed, so he sees him. And he is able to outrun him and just be able to turn his shoulders enough to make that throw to Stewart. Big play there by Gabriel.
Third and 11 for the Wisconsin 30-yard line. Three receivers right, one on the left. James, a running back. Snap to Gabriel. Pressure coming. And a throw to the right side. Bryant, the catch. Forkurin is there with the immediate hit near the 25-yard line. Another stop in the open field from Nizer Forkurin. They'll place at the 24, where it's now fourth and 5. And the Ducks send on the field goal team again.
Love that aggressiveness by Tressel of loading up. He mugged up linebackers, showed all kinds of pressure, brought it, and forced Gabriel to throw it underneath. And Wisconsin's tackling underneath has been really good so far, able to keep him short of the sticks and set up a field goal attempt.
42-yard attempt for Atticus Sappington. He hit from 35 earlier this quarter. Number 18 and counting left in period number one. Here's the snap, ball down. The kick is away, and it is good. So a couple of first quarter field goals from Atticus Sappington. Will hold it here. 1 minute, 11 seconds left of the first quarter. Is Oregon 6, Wisconsin 0.
Very fortunate there. That holding penalty was critical. After the, you were describing about 100 things there, Matt, with, it's a hit. Is it a fumble? Wisconsin recovered it. Oh, it's incomplete. All of that. That holding penalty was critical there because Oregon was able to kind of get back into it. It was all the way back to midfield with a first and 25. Wisconsin's defense holds and is able to force a field goal attempt. But you just kind of get the feeling if this offense, if our offense can't get something going, it is just right now we're just putting fingers on the dam trying to hold things off. That's not going to be sustainable.
Let's send it downstairs. What do you have, Patrick?
Well, Wisconsin hasn't gotten much going, but Tommy Walker, we've talked about him being the engine. During that three-game winning streak, he averaged 6.3 yards per carry, 418 yards overall. In the last two losses to Penn State, Iowa, just 2.9 yards per carry. And like you said, Wisconsin has negative yardage so far through three drives.
Sometimes maybe you just need a big, long return here. You got Cade Yacomelli, Vinny Anthony deep, Atticus Sappington. Set to kick off. He runs up, and the kick is away, and it'll be Anthony, and he'll let it hit a couple of 3 yards deep into the end zone. They'll take the touchback and start at their 25-yard line. 1:11 left of the first quarter, 6-0 Oregon.
You never want to say it's a must this early in the game, but I just think, I know, you're down on that field, and now you're coming over to the sideline. You've had three drives so far, which is some of these games, you get six or seven in a game. Three in the first quarter, you're going to end up starting four. Getting that first down is just a, you get that deep breath. Otherwise, you start pressing. Really critical here to get something going.
A little penalty here in Oregon. The Badgers will be starting at the 30-yard line. Double wide to the right, first and 10. Snap the lock, hands off Tawee Walker across the 30-yard line. Walker to about the 34, a gain of four. And that's a win, and you can hear it from the crowd here at Camp Randall.
That's typically, as a player, not what you want to hear with a 3 or 4 yard run, that you get the crowd gets that excited. It's positive. Pull the right, pull the left guard, kick out, able to have some positive yards.
Will Pauling with that Tretch Kekahuna slot to the left. Bryson Green out wide to the right. We haven't seen him since the Purdue game. Been out there a little bit in the first quarter. Here's the handoff to Walker. Trying to hit the right side across the 35, across the 40-yard line. Tawee Walker for the first down. Up to the 42 or 43-yard line. Well, there you go. Let's see if they can get a little something cranked up on offense. First and 10 for the Badgers. Their own 42-yard line. 20 seconds left of the first quarter.
Just a great job by Walker of reading his blocks and not just running. He was patient, let Nowakowski kick his guy out, setting it up, and then getting vertical. And finally, we got a first down. You could hear the crowd. Woo! Everybody takes a deep breath, and we start the next quarter.
Yeah, the Badgers will let the game clock wind down. We'll hit the end of quarter number one at Camp Randall Stadium. Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. And Badger football also brought to you by proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. One quarter in the books, Oregon 6, Wisconsin nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Families agents. Life's better when you're under American Families roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, while we're celebrating today, there are over 21,000 Wisconsin veterans struggling to pay for rent and utilities. But you can make a difference in the lives of these Wisconsin heroes by donating to the Wisconsin Heat and Housing for Heroes Initiative today. Simply visit heatforheroes.org. That's heat, the number 4, heroes.org. Or by calling 800-891-9276.
Back at Camp Randall Stadium, a scoreboard update before we begin the second quarter. It's number one ranked Oregon, 6-0 over Wisconsin. Top 25 going on right now. 13th ranked Boise State trails at San Jose State, 14-7 early in the second. And unranked Arizona State leads at 16th ranked Kansas State, 21-0. Number 7 Tennessee leads at Georgia, 7-0, 5-10 in the first. Earlier today, Northwestern and Ohio State at Wrigley Field. The Buckeyes, number 2 ranked in the country, roll 31-7. Fourth ranked Penn State wins 49-10 at Purdue. Also undefeated Indiana has a bye this week, Matt.
All right, Mike, thank you very much. Badger football brought to you in part by Cleary Building. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. The back-to-back Final Four boys recognized here at Camp Randall Stadium. recognized last night at the Kohl Center. They put Bo Ryan's name on a banner, and that'll be up there with Kaminsky and all the greats, Michael Findlay, Ab Nicholas. Those final four teams, 2014 and 2015, magical. And they had so much fun along the way, Tom.
Damn right they did, right. Matt LePay. That was your monologue there. And I know I've seen it on social media. The fans, it encapsulated everything, because that was, from me as just a fan, my favorite fandomness. I just love seeing that back at the old Omni Hotel after that big win.
Crazy.
That's what it's all about.
It took forever to get through the entrance of the hotel to the elevator.
Yeah, what a deal.
Yeah, it was awesome. Second quarter begins. Badgers go right to left, first and 10, their own 42-yard line. Two receivers left, one on the right, snap the break block, looking to throw, winds it up, and lets it rip right seam, put by Bryson Green across midfield into Oregon territory, gang tackled, but he was moving the pile, Green was, to the 45-yard line of Oregon at a gain of 13.
Great to see Bryson back. He's been fighting that knee, is able to get back out there, and just a big, strong, nice, goes up, plucks the ball, and then I love the fact you saw Brunner, you're seeing some guys get down there, help push that pile. Don't let him take on five or six ducks. Get down there and continue to push that pile forward.
Kobe Savage first on the scene, needed a lot of help. Judge Kekahuna slot left. Badgers in Oregon territory for the first time tonight at the Ducks 45-yard line. 6-0 Oregon, first minute of the second quarter. Tommy Walker back in the game to the left of the quarterback block, takes a snap. He'll give it to Walker off the right side inside the 45. And taken down at about the 42-yard line. Gain of 3. Getting in there, Jeffrey Bassa, along with Derek Harmon, the former Michigan State Spartan. Second down and 7, Wisconsin at the Ducks 42.
We're seeing some movement at the line of scrimmage now. The first couple of drives, that was not Oregon, was kind of pushing the pile. That nice job by the right side of Wisconsin's O-line.
Kekahuna slot right, pop pass. Here comes Tretch. Trying to bend to the left. Needs a block, slips inside the 40, and is taken down at about the 38-yard line. That was Tatum Tuioti over there defensively for Oregon as Kekahuna advances to the 39 of Oregon, where it's 3rd and 4 for the Badgers.
Yeah, nice job, Walker, just getting out there, getting enough, letting Kekahuna kind of cut it back up. That it kept pushing to the sideline, is able to at least get vertical there, pick up a couple, setting up a manageable third down.
Will Pauling in there now, slot to the right. He will loop in motion to the left. Walker is the running back. Not trying to get him organized as the play clock is at 10, and now Pauling will set up slot to the left. Play clock is at 5. Down the 3, Locke gets the snap. He'll hand it to Walker off the right side. First down and more, 35, outside the numbers, 30. He's to the 20, 15, flag down. Walker inside the 10, inside the 5, and down to the 3. But there's a penalty marker back at the 17-yard line. Hang on. Here's the referee, Tim O'Day.
During the run, holding offense number 9. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. The play results in a first down.
That's Bryson Green guilty of the hold, so it will be a first and 10. And spot of the foul, like was the 17 of, well, let's see, let's get it organized here. Look at the spot of the foul was the 17. So now they'll go ahead and mark it. It'll be a first and 10, Wisconsin at the Ducks 27-yard line. A bit more than 2 minutes gone by, second quarter, 6-0 Oregon. But for the first time in this game, the Badgers are threatening.
I didn't love the call. It didn't matter. Very ticky-tacky. They called it. But what I love there is, I think that was showing you 3rd and 4. They were going to go for it. They handed the football off. Great job by the front, Wisconsin's front, getting them to that second level.
Walker and Jackson Aker in the backfield, flanking Brayden Locke, takes a snap. He'll hand it to Walker off the left side. Got a block from Aker inside the 25-yard line. Walker lowers the pads, pops his way down to the 20-yard line. Tysheen Johnson out of the secondary over there to make the play. As for the first time in this game, the Badgers have now entered the Case IH red zone. Gain of 8, 2nd and 2 from the Ducks' 19-yard line.
Yeah, you said it with Aker with a great block to seal that edge, but Jack Nelson and Brunner, Renfro did a great job. You could see their legs moving, flying off the ball to push that line of scrimmage off the left side. And then a great block by Aker to spring it.
Darion Dupree, the running back, as Locke will fake it to him. He'll keep it, shuffles right past, deflected. It will fall incomplete. Some pressure from Amori Washington, a defensive tackle. And it's now third down and two for the Badgers at the Oregon 19-yard line.
Yeah, pretty good awareness in the pocket there to get out. But Riley Mullman is doing a really good job. Braden just threw it right into his chest, and very fortunate. Now the ball gets tipped up, and Braden does a smart job of going, finding it, and batting it down to the ground. But the pocket, you have to maneuver through it. You can't just fire it into somebody's chest.
Walker in the backfield, third down and two, Wisconsin at the 19-yard line of Oregon. Jackson Aker, wing on the right side. Tucker Ashcraft, wing on the left. Play clock winding down. Badgers will take a timeout. They have entered the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/badgers. And we'll go ahead and take a break. 11 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first half. And we might, this might just be a, this might be a 30 second, so we'll go ahead and keep it here.
Got the Noah Eagle wave off on that.
Yeah,
huh?
Noah's got a lot of clout.
So what I like there is that maneuvering, Locke is maneuvering in the pocket, did a really nice job. And that's a case there where it opened up, and it was a second and two. That's where you maybe go, try to pick up a couple yards, grab that first down. But what he did is he maneuvered himself, and Riley Mullman did a really nice job, had his guy locked up, looked down the field. His eyes were locked. He didn't see it, and it literally almost hit him dead in the chest.
Yeah.
So sometimes the ball gets tipped. D linemen get their arms up. That was the case, sir. I thought we could have done more with what we got.
So here we go. Third down and two for the 19-yard line. Aker slot on the right side. Green wide right. Now they'll shift. Aker wing right. Ashcraft wing on the left side. Here's the handoff to Walker, and he gets cut down. That was Dante Manning. It was shaken up earlier this half. He stops Walker a yard short. It's fourth and one, Wisconsin at the Oregon 18-yard line. The Badgers offense stays on the field, at least for the moment.
That was, you'd think, well, you picked up a yard. That was blocked well. Manning came from about 15 yards deep and was able to chop Walker down.
Here we go. Single wide receiver to the right. Fourth down and one. Movement up front. It'll be fourth and six, maybe, unless they were induced.
Some inducements.
Officials will talk about it. Big call here. It's against Wisconsin. It would send the field goal team on. Let's find out.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
Yeah, Badgers looking excited down there. Let's get the confirmation.
Movement by the defensive lineman, number 10. That penalizes delay of game. Defense, five-yard penalty. That five-yard penalty results in a first down.
As we were talking, love that point of emphasis this year in college football.
You know, it sucked earlier. It was awesome right there. So Oregon stems down, and you can see Jack Nelson obviously had a critical block. He did a little flinch. And again, now this is, for me, this is what is a catch, what is an offsides, because he did flinch, but there was an inducement. We'll take that first down.
That was Mateo Uiagalelei, the guilty party from the 13 of Oregon. First and 10, slot right, lock, play fake, looking, sets tight pocket, flush to his right, throws to his right, caught by Walker, and he is taken down for a loss of one of the 14-yard line. Second down at 11 for the Badgers.
Well, I like the idea here. It's first and 10, and we're having some success running the football. You want to have a little play action. Riley Mullman just got beat right off of the snap, and Braden Locke did a fantastic job to avoid that, get out of the pocket. I know we lost the yard, but that had an idea being a lot worse. Nice job by Locke to avoid a big-time play by their DN.
That was the linebacker Bryce Betcher on the tackle. Double wide to the left. Now Tucker Ashcraft busting the motion to the left. Shotgun snap to Locke, looks, throws. Over the middle, it is incomplete. He had Walker available, overshot him. Near the goal line, it's now third down and 11 from the Oregon 14-yard line.
Yeah, pretty nice job protecting here on a second and 10. A little bit of leakage late, and it maybe that forced Braden to throw it a little bit with more air. But Tywee Walker was open down that left hash heading into the end zone.
Third down and 11 from the Oregon 14-yard line. Bryson Green wide to the right. Three receivers to the left. Walker is the running back. To the 14-yard line of Oregon. Snap the lock. Pressure on. Throwing over the middle, and it's incomplete. It went behind the intended receiver, Will Pauling. Brandon Johnson on the coverage. And the Badgers will send on the field goal team on fourth down and 11.
So Oregon, one of the reasons I was saying it's really difficult third and 10, it's always a play you don't want to have to go to, third and long. Oregon puts a lot of guys up. They mug their linebackers or put people in those A-gaps next to the center, and it forces your hand as a protection unit to get the ball out of your hands quicker than maybe you'd like.
Nathaniel Vakos, 9-13 this season. He'll try a 31-yard field goal here for the right hash mark. Here's the snap, ball down. Kick is away from Vakos, and it is good. And the Badgers are on the board. Well, a little bending but not breaking defensively here. That's been the story for the Badgers' D all night. And for the first time, that was the story for Oregon's defense. We'll take a break. Vakos gets the Badgers on the board. 10 minutes and 19 seconds left in the first half. Oregon 6, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
We are experiencing an energy transformation. Wind and solar farms are being built. Coal is being phased out. But the wind doesn't always blow. The sun doesn't always shine. We need reliable energy available on demand. To keep our data centers, manufacturing plants, and homes all operating, natural gas electric generation is necessary for Wisconsin. It provides the bridge we need to a renewable energy future. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to support natural gas.
Badger football all season long.
And this game is underway with a bang.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We can't change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Darren Klingeman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Rishon Center in Muscadet. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It's been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. News from the Center, WRCE.
Much like Badger Athletics, our good friends at Brewpub Lots of Pizza strive for excellence and high quality in everything they do, whether it's making a simple cheese pizza or supreme pizza. Loaded with all the toppings, you know high standards are the precedent. Sack of Brewpub Lots of Pizza today from your local grocery store. The forward scoring drive for the Badgers, 13 plays, 56 yards, took 5 minutes, 52 seconds, leading to a Nathaniel Vakos 31-yard field goal. 10:19 left in the second quarter. Oregon 6, Wisconsin 3.
Man, really needed that. I really think getting that first down, you had the crowd kind of jeering a little bit. Now you can settle in, and not a big surprise that it's Tawee Walker that was the catalyst for that drive. He's able to get some positive gains on from a yardage standpoint. You started to finally get into some kind of rhythm on offense. You're able to get some points, get this game tightened up.
Gavin Lahm set to kick off, and the kick is away, and he hit it a ton. It's going to hit the back line of the end zone for the touchback, and the Ducks will start at their 25-yard line. Well, this Badger defense, you mentioned, it's been bending, but not breaking as they have forced a couple of field goals. They got an interception inside their own 10-yard line. Defense trying to do its part here tonight against one of the very best quarterbacks in America.
A lot of stuff to like about what this defense. Yeah, they've given up a little bit, but I think the pass rush has been causing Gabriel some problems.
And Gabriel on first down gives it to Jordan James. Hits it off the left side across the 30-yard line. Driven down at the 31 on a gain of 6.
Just a flat-out zone play to the left, and the left side of Oregon's offensive line got a lot of movement there, a lot of nice six-yard pickup on first down.
And they get back on the ball. Trayshawn Holden, wide right, motions to the formation. James in there at running back. And giving it to him is Gabriel. James will get the first down, hitting it up the middle across the 35-yard line. Well, up to the 36, and a first down for the Ducks. And Brown getting involved defensively. The mark actually at the 37 of Oregon, first and 10. 9:35 and counting, left in the half, 6-3. Oregon leads Wisconsin. Two receivers left, two receivers tight to the right. Ferguson in motion, and here's James off the right side, and he gets whacked by Christian Allegro right at the line of scrimmage. Mentioned Allegro, 16 tackles last week, involved in 16 tackles in that game in Iowa City.
That zone play out to the right, and Allegro just didn't let the tight end block him. Tight end was coming down to try and seal him away, and Christian said, no, I'm going to just slip you here and go make a play.
Three receivers left, one on the right, second and 10, Oregon, for the Ducks' 37-yard line. Jordan James now motions into the backfield. Loops back to the right. Gabriel to throw, four-man rush. Quick shot, it almost picked off by Forcurine. Oh, he was thinking big play right there. You talk about shooting into the passing lane, to talk about a basketball term. It was intended for Evan Stewart, and Nizir Forcurine came just that close to a highlight play. It's third and 10. Ducks back on the ball at their own 37-yard line. Holden motions wide right, two receivers to the left. Play clock at 15, plenty of time as Gabriel gets them organized along the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 8. Gabriel gets the snap, looks the throw, has some time, rolling left, caught by Stewart, driven out of bounds by Forcurine, across the 40 to the 41-yard line to the far side. And the Badger defense continuing to turn in some work. It'll be 4th and 6 for Oregon from the Ducks' 41-yard line.
A great drive there. I know Nizer would love to take a look back, but that was just a simple slant route on 2nd and 10. And Forcurine sees it, read it, and had it. Did a great job of breaking on it. And then on a little flat-out pass, nice tackle short of the sticks, forcing another Oregon punt.
Ross James on the punt. Hunter Wohler is deep. Badgers get some pressure. The kick is away. It'll hit inside the 30 and a little bit of an Oregon bounce inside the 25-yard line and will roll to a stop at the 20 in Wisconsin territory. That was a 39-yard punt. Wisconsin football brought to you by Construction Business Group, operating engineers and contractors teaming up to build Wisconsin together. Learn more at join139.com. We'll step away. 8:02 left in the first half. It's Oregon 6, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker welcomes you home. Step in for the finest selection of turkeys, hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and your favorite beverages. Discover the in-store specials designed to make your deer hunt and Thanksgiving truly unforgettable. And while you're there, visit their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and let Richland Locker be part of your holiday memories.
With great savings comes great service. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Like most people, you're looking for great rates on your car insurance, and we're here to help. Chances are you may be eligible for one or more of our auto insurance discounts, which unlock savings for you. Discounts like our Drive Safe and Save discount, multiple line discount, the Good Student discount, and our infamous Steer Clear discount. This could bring you up to 50% in discounts. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hear your favorite Wisconsin Badger sports broadcast right here on WRCE.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Are you ready to be free from pain? Mueller Sports Medicine is your trusted family company in Prairie du Sac, supplying the highest quality tapes, braces, supports, and recovery products like Revive, available in stores and online. To revive like a badger, check out MuellerRevive.com. 8:02 left in the first half. Oregon 6, Wisconsin 3. The Badgers on offense starting at their 20-yard line.
And I think, obviously, not the start we were looking for offensively, but the last drive, you saw some good things with Walker. You saw Braden able to make a couple of completions. And love what I'm seeing on the defensive side of the football from the Wisconsin Badgers. Gabriel is putting it out there. There are opportunities. You already got one with Nizer on a pick on a tip football. There are going to be opportunities here for this defense to make plays. I just want to make sure Wisconsin continues to be tight with the football and not turning it over.
That interception, by the way, that Gabriel threw, just his sixth of the season, and very nearly threw a seventh. And here we go, two receivers right, one on the left. Darion Dupree is the running back. Will Pauling, a slot man in motion. Here's the handoff to Dupree, hitting the left edge, turns it back up across the 20, 25-yard line, up to about the 26 or 27. They'll mark at the 26, a gain of six for the true freshman, Darion Dupree. And now the Badgers turning up the tempo. Second down and four. Pauling slot right. Block takes the snap, hands off to Dupree, slams off the right side of the line and drives to the first down. Gets there across the 30-yard line. Young fella showing a little strength there, first and 10 for the Badgers.
Yeah, you're seeing some of that growth already, because that first down run, man, he flew to his landmark and put his foot in the ground, got vertical.
From the 31 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Anthony, little pop pass, taking the pop pass is Locke. He'll throw it right side to Anthony, who gets stuck right away by Brandon Johnson behind the line of scrimmage. Wish they'd have gone to the pop pass
yeah.
there. Loss of three to the 28 of Wisconsin, second down and 13.
Yeah, the pop pass looked a lot better after that. But again, a little bit of leakage off of the right side of Wisconsin's offensive line, and that forced Braden. That is a play, when you do a fake pop pass, you're expecting more time to let a big route down the field develop. You didn't get it, had to get rid of it quick, and you lost a couple.
C.J. Williams wide to the right. Anthony to the left, Ashcraft slot left. And Will Pauling in the backfield breaks out to the left, and a pass goes out his way outside the numbers across the 30, and he is rolled to the turf near the 35-yard line. Jeffrey Bassa is there. They'll mark at the 35. And the Badgers looking at a third down and six. 6.5 minutes left in the half, 6-3 Oregon. Three receivers right, one on the left. Tawee Walker is the running back. Big third down play here for the Badgers with their own 35-yard line. They need six to keep the possession alive. Lock with a look over to the Wisconsin sideline. Play clock is at 15. Offensive coordinator Phil Longo with the signals. Play clock is at 10. Lock surveys, takes the snap, five-man rush. Braden drifting to his right, winds up, throws right side. Tough pass, and it is incomplete. Intended for Will Pauling. Devin Jackson over there defensively for the Ducks. And the Badgers are forced to punt on fourth and six from their own 35-yard line.
That was one of the better jobs by Wisconsin's offensive line in protecting Braden. Gave him enough time to make that throw, but really good coverage. They almost ran that out route with Will. Luckily, it was an undercut, and Braden put it in a spot where Wilk was the only one that was going to be able to get it.
Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Gary Bryant deep at the Oregon 15-yard line. Southerly breeze. You have a little wind at his back here as Bertram steps up. The kick is away, and it floats toward the near sideline. It'll be caught by Bryant out of bounds inside the 30. Didn't get all of that. They'll mark it at the 27-yard line, Oregon territory, a 37-yard punt for Atticus Bertrams. Wisconsin football brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. We'll take a break. 5:47 left of the first half. Oregon 6, Wisconsin 3. This is Badger football from Learfield.
LIUNA members construct Wisconsin's infrastructure, like roads, bridges, sewer and water lines, energy infrastructure, including solar and wind projects, plus on building projects like work at Camp Randall Stadium, a union with over 900 contractor partners. LIUNA Wisconsin members help meet contractors' demand for a skilled, safe, and productive workforce, all while earning great union wages, health care, and a pension. Feel the power of a career building Wisconsin's infrastructure as a member of the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. More info at liunawisconsin.org, liunawisconsin.org.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 5:47 left in the half, 6-3 Oregon. The Ducks will start at their 27-yard line. Oregon comes to town 10-0, trying to get to 11-0 for what would be the second time in program history. The only other occasion was 2010. That was a Ducks team that played for the national title against Auburn, the Tigers winning on a field goal on the final snap of the game. Dan Lanning, a pretty popular coach these days, 38 years old, and his name already starting to swirl.
He's had a lot of success. Obviously, it helps to have Phil Knight as a buddy of yours. That obviously helps your program, especially in this new era of football. But they have a lot of really good players. And right now, you're looking at this game, and I think from Wisconsin's standpoint, obviously not the start you're looking for, but you were able to hold for a couple of field goals. And I think right now, everybody here would say, all right, we're right where we need to be. And now I like the way this defense is playing. Right, you've given up some stuff. He's 13 to 17, but I think the pressure, you have been able to have some good luck in getting to him, and I think he has put the ball in position now. We have one pick already, very close to having two. There are going to be opportunities for this team to get some turnovers and give a short field for this offense.
Gabriel, 13 of 17 for 130 yards. His college career started at Central Florida, then on to Oklahoma. Oregon stop number three for Dylan Gabriel. Three receivers left, one on the right. Gary Bryant, one of those on the left, sprints in motion to the right. Gabriel, receiver screen, holding, catches across the 30-yard line, and he'll fight his way up to the 34. Hunter Waller is first there, a gain of seven. As Oregon now will up with the tempo up again. Second down and three for the Ducks.
A lot of action, pulling guards, getting out on a tunnel screen.
And second down, here's a handoff. Evan Whittington trying the right side. Dylan Johnson is there to wrap him up. A gain of two to the 36 of Oregon. It's third down and one. 5:15 left in the half. 6-3, Oregon leading Wisconsin.
Nice job by the young fellow there, just getting off of a block and going and making a play. And you're starting to see, you get more guys in, more opportunities for guys to make plays. And that's how you earn more opportunities, is to show up on these big nights.
Oregon 2 out of 5 on third down so far tonight. They'll go trips to the left. Jordan James in there at running back. Gabriel gets it to a first down across the 40-yard line and up to the 45. Jake Chaney able to make the hit. And a first down for the Ducks at their own 45-yard line with 4:40 and counting left in the half.
That's just no nonsense. We're going to go fast and we're going to go hard, and picked it up.
We're going to do it again right up the middle. James up to midfield, and a pile of Badgers are there to bring him down. Second down and 5 for Oregon.
And that's one of the nice things about an offense. Our offense does a lot of tempo, so when you play an Oregon Duck team, you have to be ready for that. The big thing, if you aren't lined up and set in the right positions and making your adjustments, you have no chance to slow down this offense.
Jordan James on the brink of a 1,000-yard season, coming in averaging close to 6 yards a carry out of the pistol formation. Bryant in motion right to left. Gabriel gives it to James. Hit behind the line of scrimmage and gets swarmed for a loss of 3. Badgers all over it. You had Pius and Lowry, Hills. You had a number of guys. Take your pick. Little defensive team meeting in the backfield. It's a loss of 2 to the 48 of Oregon. Make it 3rd down and 7.
Oh, Pius did a great job of just taking on the pulling guard's block. Try it, not letting him get blocked, keeping him inside, and then corralling it, putting it for a 3-yard loss.
2 receivers right, 2 receivers left. He's 3rd down and 7, Oregon, from its own 48-yard line. Whittington wide left, motions into the backfield. Gabriel back to throw, looking, has time, fires to the right, incomplete. Pass to diving Gary Bryant at the 35-yard line of the near side. Is 4th and 7. The Badgers defense with another stop.
Elijah Hills just able to get a little bit of pressure late, forcing that. That was a really good throw by Gabriel, just off of the fingertips on his hands, and forcing a punt, getting the ball back for Wisconsin's offense.
Hunter Waller is deep. Ross James set to punt, line of scrimmage, the 48-yard line of Oregon. Ducks ran a fake last week against Maryland. Keep that in mind. Here's the snap, and the kick is away. Waller will play it at the 11, up the middle, 15, across the 20. Waller across the 25-yard line. 41 yards on the punt, 12 on the return. Hunter Roller saying, I'm not fair catching this. Let's get something done. 3:05 left in the first half. 6-3, Oregon leading Wisconsin. This is an Oregon team that averages better than 35 points a game. It has six with 3 minutes and change left in the second quarter. So now the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line. Tawi Walker in at running back. Stretch kick, Ahuna, slot to the left. Good block, marking out the signals. Takes the snap, and he'll feed Walker, trying to bend it to the right across the 25-yard line. He'll fight his way to about the 28. Jeffrey Fossa, the linebacker, on the tackle. Second down and 7 for the Badgers.
Yeah, pulled Brunner, had Nowakowski kind of jumping out, and unfortunately not a lot of room there. But what Walker did is he bounced it, and then instead of bouncing it again, just got vertical. It wasn't a ton blocked there, and instead of it being a 1 yard gain, he was able to fall forward, pick up a couple.
2:35 and counting left in the half. 6-3 Oregon. Second and 7 for the Badgers, their own 28 yard line. Play clock is at 10. Bryson Green looks like he's not sure what's going on here, and the Badgers will burn a timeout. That's the second one taken by Wisconsin here in the half. So 2 minutes and 18 seconds left in the first half. We'll keep it here. 6-3, Oregon leads Wisconsin. The Badgers have a second down and 7 at their own 28-yard line.
So I'm sighing a little bit because you have 2 minutes and 18 seconds left, and you've already used one timeout, so I don't think it's going to be a big deal. But that's where the case is. You want a tempo offense. You want to get up. You want to keep it moving. But you also, the last thing you want to do, and we've seen this a couple of times this year, don't just go because you have, it's the 2 minute timeout, we got to make a play. Don't go up and line up and run something that you don't feel good about and turn it over. So for as much as it's not ideal, it's more ideal than turning it over.
Lesser of the evils,
yes.
Right? Patrick, what do you have?
You talked about how important it is to stay out of third and long. It's playing out that way. So when Wisconsin has a third and six or more, 0-5.
Yeah, we had a little technical issue there. They're 1-7 overall.
Matt, that's what we call analytics.
Analytics. You're going to break it down, yeah.
Third and short is better, but especially against this Oregon team that is so athletic up front, when you're trying to protect and beat this blitz package, third and short, third and 3, third and 4.
Double wide to the left, Kekahuna in the slot, Bryson Green wide left, Walker the running back, the 28-yard line of Wisconsin. Block. They give it to Walker and trying to run over right guard. Penalty marker down on the Oregon side of the line of scrimmage. Walker stopped near the 30-yard line. We'll see what this is all about. Clock stops with 2:17 left in the first half. Here comes the call.
Holding. Defense number 55.
Yeah.
10-yard penalty from the end of the run. Automatic first down.
It's Derek Harmon, the junior out of Detroit, the transfer from Michigan State. So the Badgers get another first down via a penalty.
And that is we like that call. What he's doing is he was making sure it's a combination block. Huber and Malman were running a combo up, and it's Huber's job to get up on that linebacker. It's Harmon's job as a defensive lineman to not. So he's grabbing the back of his shirt, not letting him get up. And very rarely do you see that get called. We're very happy they did.
And the Badgers will let it run down to the 2 minute timeout. So we'll continue to keep it here. 2 minutes left in the first half. It's Oregon 6, Wisconsin 3. Badger football brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. Badgers have one timeout available. Oregon has all three. Wisconsin offense will have a first and 10 at its own 40-yard line.
Old Danny's not happy down there. And I'm going to be honest. Way too many flags for me. It's not as enjoyable to watch. That was a call there. Is it something that you're going to see called very often? No. We'll take it. We're happy with it. But obviously Oregon, their head coach, not pleased with it because not only you get that first down, you get another 10 yards. You get to kind of settle in, and you get to this two-minute warning now where you're sitting at the 40-yard line,
yeah.
And you have 2 minutes with that timeout. You're in a great position to go down and get points here, either to take a lead or to tie this game up going into the half.
Oregon 5 penalties for 40 yards. The Badgers 3 for 20. Let's try again, Patrick.
Yeah, I think this is a follow-up to last night's game where there were too many fouls called. There were 63 fouls in the Wisconsin basketball game against Arizona. I think another reason Lanning has probably irritated us because it's 2 weeks in a row now. Oregon last week had 12 penalties for 95 yards, including three offensive false starts, three defensive pass interferences, defensive holding, roughing the passer, and even a kicker penalty. So I think there's some leftover frustration that they're not playing as clean of football as maybe they did those first 8-9 weeks.
Yeah, they rank eighth in the conference in penalty yards against at about 44 a game. They're immensely talented,
yep.
So you can overcome that. That's, I mean, for Wisconsin, through the years, the best teams have been lower penalty teams.
And right? That's something, too. Refs watch film. Refs see these same stats, and I think they sometimes can almost fall into the stereotype of, well, this team's got 12, 13 penalties, and you start looking for things. So it almost compounds on it what it is. But this has been, in watching a lot of Wisconsin football, it's been pretty clean most of the season from a holding standpoint. A lot of holds on both sides. It's been a sloppy first half, at least according to these officials.
2 minutes left in this half. 6-3 Oregon, first and 10 Wisconsin at the Badgers 40-yard line. Wisconsin will have both Darion Dupree and Tawi Walker in the backfield. Bryson Green will come out wide to the right and Tretch Kekahuna to the left. So here we go, and now Locke will motion out wide left. This will be a wildcat snap to Walker. Kekahuna loops in motion. Walker will fake the handoff, running right across the 40, 45-yard line. Tawi Walker bounce to the turf near midfield. So a little wildcat with Tawi Walker, gain of 9 to the 49 of Wisconsin. A minute 50, clock running left in the half.
Oh, I love a little wrinkle. You want to, when you're struggling a little bit offensively, you want to have different opportunities that you could get the ball in your best player's hands. Walker has been such a bell cow. That was a nice read by him, kind of sticking in the gut, reading it, getting vertical, picking up 9.
A minute and a half left in the half. Clock is running. Riley Nowakowski in motion. Lines up wing on the left side. On second down, Locke will feed Walker, and he will get the first down across midfield to the 49-yard line of Oregon. Tui Ungalale in there to get things started defensively for Oregon. Clock stops to move the sticks. A minute 21 left in the half. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Oregon 49-yard line.
And we're not in a rush situation yet. You picked up that first down. Now the clock is winding. You want to go down, and whatever you're going to get point-wise, not give the ball back to Oregon.
Kekahuna slot left. Locke takes the hand off to Walker. Looking, hit as he throws. Right side, threw it away. Well over the head of Bryson Green, and a penalty marker in the backfield of Wisconsin.
I think we're going to get called for holding.
Here it comes.
Holding. Offense number 79. 10-yard penalty from the previous spot. First down.
108 left in the half as they get Jack Nelson there. It'll be a first and 20 for Wisconsin at the Badgers 41-yard line. Trying to get downfield enough to try a field goal. Oregon will receive to start the second half. We have 108 left in this first half. First and 20, Wisconsin.
Smart with the football here.
Green wide to the right. Three receivers to the left. Walker the running back. Locke the throw. Looking. Deep shot left side. Wants Vinny Anthony. Got it! Inside the 20-yard line. Brought down near the 15. That was Dante Manning on the tackle. A beautiful throw with 101 left in the half. Badgers into the Case IH red zone.
Really tight window throw. You could not drop that in the bucket more, and your big play wideout makes a big play before the half.
43 yards on the pitch and catch. 53 seconds clock running left in the half of the 16 of Oregon. First and 10, Wisconsin. Locke. Here's a little end around on the reverse. Vinny Anthony bending right to the 15-yard line. Anthony down to the 12 on a gain of 4. Second down and 6. And now the Badgers will use their final timeout with 38 seconds left in the first half.
I love the fact you get Vinny Anthony a big play, and you set him up for this, but I wonder, I'd be tired.
Yeah, that's a tough time to do that.
You just ran a 50-some-yard play, beautiful. Uh-huh. And then you come back with that reverse, which, by the way, blocked up beautifully. But I wonder, I just know, I think a lot of guys would be gassed in that situation.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Badgers back into the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 38 seconds left in the half, 6-3 Oregon. The Badgers have a 2nd and 6 at the Ducks' 12-yard line. A big hit of 43.